on KWAD. We do our monthly check-in with the fine folks over at East Otter Tail County 4-H. We are talking with Sarah Donauer. Hey, Sarah, how's it going over there?
Pretty good, yeah. We, you know, we're wrapping up our summer events and the state events and getting our new year started with 4-H and starting up some after-school programs. So kind of a time of transition, but an exciting time of the year to get some new things rolling while we also celebrate the accomplishments of 4-H'ers from this last year.
Yeah, you know, getting done with that state fair and that experience, did any kids from East Otter Tail County 4-H get to go down to the state fair? And if so, what was that experience like?
Yeah, we had quite a few go down, actually. We had 40 of them take their livestock projects down and did very well. And then we had 19 take down non-livestock projects, and they also did really well. A lot of newer ones this year, so that was exciting for them to be able to experience that and some competition on a bigger level. So just a lot of fun, a lot of new, exciting times. You know, it was, I think, overwhelming for a lot of them because it was just so hot and so big, but it was really exciting for them to be able to take that learning to the next level and be able to showcase that against other 4-H'ers from all across the state. In addition to the state fair, we also have like other state shows that are going on yet. So our state horse show is this coming weekend here, and we have 7 kids going down to compete with their horses. It's held at the state fairgrounds. Obviously, the state fair is over now, but this weekend is all about the 4-H State Horse Show, and a lot of 4-H'ers excited to bring their horses down and have a chance to showcase those down there. Last weekend, we had the State Shooting Sports Invitational, which was held in Alexandria, so that's kind of nice and close, but we haven't had youth from East Otter Tail participate for a while, but this year we had 3 of them head down there and did trap shooting. They all did very well and excited to see that program really shine again and hoping to grow that even more in the future. And then next weekend we'll have, our last one is the State Dog Show, which we have a couple of them going down from East Otter Tail, and that'll be at the State Fairgrounds again. But yeah, State Dog Show goes on there, and so they'll get a chance to, you know, do their obedience and showmanship. You know, we have a younger group of dog participants right now, so they're in that obedience and showmanship, some rally. But then there'll be other ones down there from other counties doing, you know, agility and some of that stuff as well. So just lots of fun, exciting times for the 4-H'ers to be able to go showcase all of that, regardless of what their interests are.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. There's a whole lot of things going on in 4-H in the different categories and the different shows and all that and the different experiences like you're talking about and getting to go down to the state fairgrounds and interact with all these people around the state. It's really, really fun. And you're kind of putting a bookend on kind of the season for 4-H, but you guys still have plenty of stuff coming up in the next month, though, as you kind of turn the page to the next kind of 4-H season or 4-H year. And what do you guys have going on in the month of September?
So September, yeah, we're kind of, it's our kind of our restart time. Our 4-H year goes with the school year, so we're getting kids re-enrolled, looking for new volunteers who want to step up and, you know, maybe lead a club or share an interest in a project that they're interested in. So getting everyone re-enrolled, finding out, you know, who is interested in joining 4-H this year. We start up our after-school programs in the coming month. So we'll be starting one in New York Mills on October 10th, going for 5 weeks on those Tuesdays for kids in first through fourth grade. That can be a great time for families to really try out 4-H in the after-school programs. And so this year we're focusing on outdoor adventures. So seeing what kids are interested in signing up for that. We also have some teens helping with those programs. So it's always fun to see them shine and really step up as leaders and be role models for the younger ones. So, yeah, it's a time of, you know, kind of transitioning to the school year, re-enrolling, training our volunteers and really kicking off the new year with our clubs and our after-school programs.
You mentioned re-enrolling students. You mentioned trying to find those volunteers. If there's anybody that's interested in volunteering for the first time or any 4-H'ers that are interested in being a part of it, how is the best way to get a hold of you guys, or how is the best way to enroll if they want to be a part of East Otter Tail County 4-H?
They could give us a call. Our number is 218-385-5420. They can send us an email or check out our Facebook page. It's just on Facebook, we have the East Otter Tail County 4-H Facebook page. So they can kind of see some things that we've been up to there. Email me at Sarah U, so S-A-R-A-H-U, at umn.edu. We also have a website with things that are going on. So, you know, check us out and see what it's all about. There's lots of clubs with that focus on all different sorts of things. And so there's kind of something for everyone. So just finding that niche of yours is the best way to get involved. And so contact us and we'll help you find that.
Sarah Downauer of East Otter Tail County 4-H. She joins us once a month and gives us an update on all that's going on with East Otter Tail County 4-H. Sarah, great to talk with you again. Have a great rest of the month and look forward to talking with you in October, hopefully with a fresh batch of 4-H'ers ready to go for the school year.
Sounds great. Thank you.
If you missed any part of this interview, you can find it on our website, wadinaradio.com, or you can check out the KWAD Facebook page.